Let's turn in our Bibles now to Exodus and chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, and we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 22. Exodus 3, verse 1, beginning there in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Exodus 3, chapter 3, verse 1. And God's people, hear now the living and true words of our God. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large, and unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt, unto the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and ye shall say unto him, The Lord God of the Hebrews hath met with us, and now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty, but every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. Those are God's words. We saw at the end of chapter 2 that Moses had married Jethro's daughter, Zipporah. And so after marriage, now in chapter 3, Moses, we're told here, became a shepherd for his father-in-law. And he took the sheep to Mount Horeb, which is also called Mount Sinai, where Israel would be brought when they came out of Egypt. And we know this because verse 12 tells us this. It says, "When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." Same mountain as Mount Sinai. And there at Mount Sinai, there verse 2, it says, "The angel of the Lord appeared to Moses." That is, the Lord appeared to Moses in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush without it being consumed. The Lord's glory shone forth, in which Moses was forbidden to approach too near, for the Lord is holy, holy, holy. The Lord reveals Himself to Moses as the covenant God, the faithful God, the God who of whom Moses had been raised by, to love by his mother, who was the nurse in God's providence. This is the God of his forefathers, and he knows this God as he's been taught. And you see the fear of the Lord that Moses had as he hid his face from the Lord. But now the purpose, why has the Lord revealed himself? To deliver Israel out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Through verse 9, the Lord had seen their affliction. He heard their cry. And now the Lord has come to deliver them. Notice, they cried. And He heard. He hears His people's prayers. He hears our cries. He heard their cry. Now the Lord has come to deliver them, to save them, to redeem them out of slavery, to buy them out of slavery, and to grant them a great inheritance of the promised land, that land flowing with milk and honey. And the instrument the Lord will use to do this, verse 10, is Moses. Moses, a weak man, fearful man, a man who ran from Pharaoh. Moses knows he's unworthy, and we'll see more of that later. But the Lord promises that He will be with Moses. He'll be present with Moses, just as the Lord is present with His people today by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. And so, who is the Lord? Who is the God that sends Moses to Pharaoh and to Israel? He is the always faithful covenant God whose name is Jehovah. And He says here that name, "I am that I am." Moses' commission was to go to the elders of Israel, tell them of the Lord's appearing to him and that Jehovah was going to deliver them out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. But there will be a trial with Pharaoh. "He will not want you to go, but I will bring you out." Notice verse 19, "He will not let you go, not even by a mighty hand." But Jehovah's hand is mightier and will bring them out. And as the Lord would promise us here, to smite, to show His wonders upon Pharaoh and his house, Egypt, the Lord then promises that Israel, God's people, will not go empty-handed. But He will cause Egypt to be plundered, and the spoils of the victory of the Lord will go to His people, Israel. That's the last verse. This all began, as we think back in Genesis, this all began in some sense with the evil against Joseph by his brothers. to preserve Israel, his family. And now to redeem them out of slavery, to show us one of the greatest illustrations of salvation in Christ that we have in the Old Testament. To bring them out of Egypt and out of bondage, redeeming them. And then further, we think of another evil. The first one is the evil of Joseph's brothers. The second is Moses himself and his sin, which caused him to flee Egypt. But God determined it to be this way in His providence and His redemptive plans for His people. So in every trial, beloved, every affliction, every sin that is committed against you, of your own failures, your own sins, if you are in Christ, the promise again and again throughout Scripture is that God works all things together for good of His people who love Him and are called according to His purpose. He works it for the not only your good, who are in union with Christ, but for the church's good and for the glory of God Himself. And we praise the Lord for that, and our God who is good to us despite our own failures before Him. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give You praise. We are thankful that You are truly a merciful God, the God who is full of covenant mercy and faithfulness and truth to Your people, even to 1,000 generations of those who love You and keep Your commandments. And so, Father, we plead that You would cause us to keep Your commandments and love You, to love You in Christ Your Son, by the Holy Spirit. Father, we are incapable of loving You, incapable of keeping Your commandments without Your Holy Spirit. And so we praise You for Your Holy Spirit, whom You have sent into our hearts to love You, to love our neighbor, to love the congregation of Your people as we gather together to worship You. Father, Your name deserves all praise and all exaltation. That Your glory would redound unto the heavens and the highest heavens. We're thankful that even the angels look down to see Your work here amongst man of Your mercy, of salvation, that they have themselves never experienced. But they long to look down to see Your grace and mercy. How much more should we long to praise Your name, to sing Your praises, to tell of Your wondrous deeds to all nations, to all peoples, our neighbors, our co-workers, everyone we come in contact with, even to the ends of the earth. That the name of the Lord, Jehovah, would be exalted and praised. That Your name of Your Son, Jesus, would be praised, who was not just spared, but You delivered Him over for us all, that in Him we might have all things. That also shown here in our passage. And so, Father, we're thankful for Your Word, how there are no errors and it cannot err. It's Your Word, and You're the God of truth, and You're the Creator, a God who's created all things by the Word of Your power. In the space of 6 days, and all very good. And yet, even as we'll hear this morning, in union with Adam, we failed. We broke that covenant as you condescended to make with Adam and Eve, with us, Your people. We've broken that covenant. We're covenant breakers. So if there are any here who are still in union with Adam, and in their sins, in darkness, we pray that You would now shine a light upon them, the marvelous light of Your countenance, And send forth your Holy Spirit accompanied with the word that is heard today, your word. And change hearts from stone to flesh. Those hearts that are hardened like Pharaoh's, you can soften. And so do your great work. And grant salvation to your people, even of our children, even to our grandchildren, those of our relatives who are even here this morning. Save your people. You love children. Call them to yourself today. And you love your creation. And we are part of that creation. Save us today from our sins. Turn us and sanctify us. Cleanse us of all those sins that we keep habitually committing against you, the holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Give us a sense of your holiness like Moses had. That we would be humbled before your presence. Sanctify your people today. Cleanse us of our remaining sin. Show us the sins that we are committing that we don't know we're committing, that we might turn from them and honor your name, being faithful to you alone. Help us not to fear man, but to fear you. That we would not become slaves of man, slaves of the culture and the world, but we would see that the world is just vanity. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity, as we've heard. Turn us from such vanities and make us to look above the sun to your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray for the church throughout the world that you would turn your people to yourself. We have turned from you. Many congregations have turned from you. Turn us back, Father. Save your people. Only you can do it. And so we rely upon you. We're crying out, hear our prayers, hear our cries. Father, we pray for the congregations who need ministers. We pray for them that you would provide a godly, faithful, zealous, bold man who loves your word, loves your people, and is a godly, good shepherd who speaks your word and not the word of the world, as is so common in the church today. So, Father, we pray that you would be with these churches and Shawnee and Clarinda and the Westminster Church in Denver and those in our presbytery. We pray that you would also raise up, as we heard in Sabbath school, raise up missionaries even from here, even from this congregation, to go forth and take the word to all nations. And yet as we are here today, we live here. You have, in your providence, made our habitation here. You've given us our families here. And so make the mission field for us today our families, our neighborhoods, our workplaces, wherever we go. But in the future, Father, raise up missionaries, raise up pastors and elders and deacons and godly wives and godly husbands, that your church would expand to the ends of the earth as we look forward to when every knee will bow before your Son, Jesus Christ. And nations will come and they will covenant with you. We look forward to that time. So we even pray for our nation today, that they would see the great magnitude of their sins and our sins as a nation, and they would turn back unto you. And they would covenant with you again, or renew the covenant that is that they are already under. That they would covenant with Christ. They would call the churches to worship you. They would call the citizens to go into the churches and worship you. And they would turn the nation from sin as the gospel goes forth. And then, Father, we pray. We ask for your help now as we continue worshiping you. We ask even for our bodies that you would strengthen us. Heal those who are not with us. strengthen them that they would be with us again and soon. Put your healing hand upon all of us. Strengthen us for serving you, for being living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to you. It is not easy on our bodies to do such. And so, Father, strengthen us for the task that you've set. And fill us with your Holy Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.